We are here at the 2019 CUNA Technology, I have to get this right, all right?
Yep.
CUNA Technology Council and Operations and Member Experience Council
yep.
Conference.
Great.
That is a very long title for a very good conference, yep. And you guys need to be here next year, 2020, make sure you're here. But we are here in the studio lounge covering the great conference, all the content here, and fresh out of the speed rounds, Mr. Nikhil Lockenpaul from NARMI. How are you, sir?
Mike, great to see you again.
Good to see you.
I'm great. Love seeing you. Love hanging out with you. Thanks
Likewise,
for having me.
Likewise. Yeah. I love your story.
Thank you.
What was it, like 3-4 years ago?
You're almost five now. Yeah.
You were one of the guys just kind of, hey, can you introduce me to somebody? And now you guys are just blowing down the doors,
That's
man.
Right.
So you guys are doing such a great job.
Thanks, Mike.
Great
Appreciate
things
that.
About you.
Thanks.
So well done.
Thank you.
Congratulations. All right, we're done. We're out. Tell us about what NARMI did in the speed rounds this morning.
NARMI presented digital account opening.
Okay.
We presented the experience we delivered to $3 billion Langley Federal Credit Union.
Mm-hmm.
They're a Symitar shop based in Virginia.
Yep.
And they said to us, Nikhil, we want to double our asset size over the next few years, and we want to do it in a digital-first manner, and we don't want to sacrifice our integrity on the fraud side. And we said, well, great, that's exactly what NARMI is designed to do, or part of NARMI.
Right.
So we implemented a digital account opening platform there. It is just beautiful and super seamless, Mike. Like, 2 minutes and 15 seconds, you are officially booked on the core, you're funded,
really?
You have an account number, you're just there. And the beautiful part of it, if you are approved and not a fraudster,
mm-hmm.
there's no human intervention needed
wow.
from the credit union side.
Right.
So, you know, how do you... There's so much competition for deposits now. All these
mm-hmm.
fintechs are digital first. The concept of a retail physical location doesn't exist with fintechs. How do you compete with that, but still also like be an institution on your own?
Mm-hmm.
It's this: you need to adopt a digital first way to attract these deposits.
Right.
So I'm really proud of that, and people loved it. I mean, I've been stopped three times
on
the way here.
Recording.
So.
Yeah.
This is a hot topic and ties in really well to our mobile online banking.
Yeah, because this is the topic that you want to talk about, obviously, had to deal with deposits and how to raise organic deposits quickly in 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, how?
No,
is the big
it's
question.
All, look, Mike, it's all, people are busy, right?
Yeah.
I'm busy, you're busy. How many
Sometimes.
Kids do you have?
I got half a dozen, something like that.
I lost count. Who has time you need to go open up a new account.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you're on the go, you gotta pick up one kid or drop one kid
mm-hmm.
off
mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right, let me just do this quickly, and then boom, they say, hey, we need this from you to proceed, or boom, like, please fill out these 10 fields to proceed, or something's weird with the UI UX, and you're just, and every single time you will say, well, I don't have time for this, I gotta go.
Yeah.
And what are the chances you come back and like finish that, unless it's like life critical to have that account? Very low, right? So, like, number one, you need an insane focus on the user experience.
Mm-hmm.
You need it to be insanely just easy to open this account.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Amazon pioneered one-click shopping, you need it to be at that experience
yeah.
so that people come back, or not come back, people just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You need to optimize for your funnel. You need to make sure they get to the finalize and submit button. And then you need a platform that does, like, account opening is very complex. People
mm-hmm.
don't fully understand this. There's funding, there's, you know, identity verification,
mm-hmm.
there's core integrations.
Mm-hmm.
You need a provider that brings all that and doesn't sacrifice the user experience.
Right.
And I mean, call our institutions. We've done exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fine line you're treading there as well. I mean, because you want to have this super convenient, quick process, but at the same time, there's so much work behind the scenes
right.
that makes it that
yeah.
easy.
No,
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
This is why there is definitely in this industry becoming more of a dissection between account opening providers that do this really, really well and
mm-hmm.
go that extra mile,
yeah.
and then account opening providers that, in my opinion, just have it for the sake of having it,
mm-hmm.
and so you can put a button on your homepage
right.
that says apply now.
Right.
NARMI is definitely not in that ladder bucket, so... and as an institution, you need to choose, right? Do you want it just to check the box? And do you want to have 5, 10, 20, 50 apps a month? Or do you really want to drive your main channel through
mm-hmm.
digital? And I think NARMI can really, really help with those institutions.
Indeed. So
yeah.
tell me about the deposit aspect of it, because this is a big trend right now in credit union
yeah.
land. It's like, hey, we got to grow our deposits.
Yeah.
We're loaned out. You know, we got to grow our deposits, or
yeah.
our loans are off the charts, which is great.
Yeah.
But they got to get the deposits up as
I'm
well.
I'm not, you know... I don't spend my entire time like figuring out like what the trends are for deposits and loans, but to your point, I will say, if you look 3, 4, 5 years ago, it was all about loans.
Oh, yeah.
and very loan heavy.
Yeah.
And not ironically, just it's now all about deposits. Mm-hmm. And I talk to a ton of CEOs across banks, across credit unions, every day basically. And they just say, Nikhil, like, we need more members, we need more deposits, we need more customers, and we need them now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely one of the reasons for that is definitely about the loans, and they're being lent out 80-90%. You know, there are other ways around that. We don't need to get into that in this session.
Sure.
But it goes beyond that. It's how do I protect my franchise? How do I protect the integrity of my financial institution going forward?
Right.
How do I, my average member age is 48, 50, 52, 55. I need the 20 to 30s. I need the 10 to 30s. There's a lot of forces playing for this competition for deposits.
No doubt.
There are also like brands, consumer brands are now offering financial products now. So, you know, your competition is now very diverse, and NARMI continues to believe the financial institutions, the core of this economy, the core to the consumer, the core to the small medium business. We sell to financial institutions, so we're very invested in that. But we do think the financial institutions who don't keep up and, you know, are complacent will not succeed over the next 5 to 10 years. It's just the reality.
Yeah, I mean, Amazon will let you finance some of the things that you buy on their site.
Perfect.
I mean,
perfect.
I did it with a couple of my things just as an experiment.
Perfect.
It's like, there's no fees, no nothing. And it's like, are you kidding me? It's that easy. So this is what we're up against.
You
know, this is what.
And soon it'll be, oh, Mike, you know, also while you're refinancing this, bring over $1,000 and we'll give you 3% interest on that, but you have to use it to Amazon products.
No doubt.
It's like, $1,000, I'll put over $100,000. It's just like, that's $100,000 leaving your institution. I mean, you've got to. And you know, we can talk about mobile online banking at a different conference.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, deposits.
Yeah.
It's all about deposits.
Yeah, and that's today's trend right now, deposits.
Right.
So,
that's
you guys are answering the bell there.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Anything else to add?
A couple other things just to make sure that everyone's on the same page here. You need that user experience. You also need a really robust back-end system to manage the identity verification, to process the funding, and to book that to the core. So again, a lot of moving pieces with account opening. As you are looking to improve that experience, you need to ask yourselves, okay, what if I went from 0 accounts online today to 1,000 accounts a month? And that's a very realistic goal with NARMI.
Yeah.
Is my staff going to be overwhelmed by them, or am I going to, you know, automate a lot of that? So that's a question CEOs should be asking.
Yeah.
How quickly can I get the funds is another question. So, you know, if you open up an account at Langley today with a debit card, Langley has that money on their balance sheet, typically in one business day, but we like to say two just to play it safe, which is insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. So that's another thing CEOs should have. And then three, and not to plug NARMI too much, but what generally happens with an institution that buys our digital account opening product is that they're blown away by the user experience, and then they take a step back and they say, wait a minute, I just crushed it on account opening. I got this person in my bank, in my credit union in 2.5 minutes, and now that experience is done. What's the experience for the next 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, you know, 20 years? It's mobile online banking, and that plays in really well to NARMI's thesis of one digital experience, and we've been really, really successful there.
And so, this is like owning a home. It's never done. This is an evolving process.
Yeah, I mean,
it's gonna get
NARMI completely cloud hosted. You know, we are truly a product company, and what that means is we don't like to fork our code. We don't like to, you know, do very custom development for each customer. So what that advantage brings to our customers is quick deployments. You know, to your point, like, you know, if a new feature comes up, we can get that out there very quickly.
Yeah.
We also have a culture of innovation at NARMI. We're very, very aggressive on our roadmap and our deadlines.
You
so
have to be.
It's a really great company to work for, and then you know, financial institutions to work with.
Good stuff. I'm a big fan. I'm supposed to be objective here, but I'm a big fan of what you guys do.
Thanks,
so keep up the good work,
Nikhil. Thank you, sir. Have a great
Always
day.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
NARMITech.com.